Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Kimball would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy moly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proved to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Campbell.
All right. Man, people are... I want to thank everybody that's called in, thanking us for being back on the air. Everybody's like finding out all of a sudden, you know, if they're using their streams or whatever, they're here comes a new cooking show popping up. Hey,
where you been? Oh, nice.
Been lost. Kind of like my dog when I come home. Why, where you been? I just went out to the curb and back, man.
All right, Dale. So I'm sitting down. Tell me the truth. More than two people?
Seven or eight by phone, and we've had several emails too.
Oh my gosh. All right. I'm excited about this.
Yeah. So it's cool. You know, it's very cool, which we're glad to be back too. And like I explained, man, things happening. But like, I kept thinking about the whole time we were off, you know, that famous last words. Because, Cheryl, you said, we're not just going to go away. And I'm thinking, we just went away. But we're back. It's August, man. September is coming. You know what happens after September? October.
Right.
Then Thanksgiving.
Right.
Then what? Christmas! So get to Blind Mice Mega Mall now and start shopping early. There's all kinds of great deals. Got to get there. Check it out. How about tabletop water fountains on sale? Check it out. Indoor tabletop water fountains. Very cool stuff. You know, there's more at Blind Mice Mega Mall than just, you know, a light probe. In fact, there's not even a light probe. Can't even find one now. Nobody makes one.
Oh, jeez.
You get to buy a Colorino to get a light probe. Come on down. This is crazy stuff that, you know, COVID, man. Some stuff's here. I mean, Cadillacs. You can't even get Cadillacs now in parts because they can't get a chip or a micro board for a Cadillac. So no more Cadillacs. What I'm hearing.
Wow.
Or the back ordered or something. I don't know. Something like that.
I think cars. Just the whole... Yeah, purchasing a car.
Yeah, cars in general. Now, you got to have a computer on board. You need microchips and data boards to run a car now. My grandpa's like, no, you don't. You need gasoline and spark. We can go, man. We can go.
I was going to say, this might be the time for cars that are not run on computers to, like, get back into market. Hey, all you need is gas.
1910 Model T's coming back. 22 miles an hour top speed, but we can get there from here. I guarantee it.
Exactly.
So, hey, today we're going to explore a couple cool little things. We're going to jump into air frying some pork chops.
Ooh, I like
this.
How about
that?
Of
course, we're going to put my little spin on it because, you know, me. I like to shake and bake. So we're going to do that, talk about that on the show today. Because the air fryer is such a versatile thing, girl. I mean, you're finding that out. You guys use yours all the time, too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. As I think I told you, I've made potatoes in the air fryer.
Uh-huh.
I am never, ever going to attempt French fries any other way.
No way. No reason to.
Yeah.
I make steak fries all the time, and I use that wedge, that six wedge cutter that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Put one in, push a couple through, spritz them with a little olive oil, salt, pepper them, toss them in the air fryer, and let them become steak fries. Mmm. Little Heinz 57, I'm happy. Mmm. Good stuff, man. But yeah, I've gotten good at making like onion rings, Nathan's onion rings.
Oh.
We get from the grocery store already breaded and ready to go.
Right.
I've got those down pat, just a little time and practice, you know, just let me kind of do. I've learned not to cook so high, so fast all the time, you know, turn it down, cook it a little bit slower sometimes. It works out better. When I say turn it down, instead of like 400, I started cooking some stuff at 325, 350.
Okay, yeah.
And it didn't, you know, or I'll start off high at first, maybe 390 at first for the first 3 or 4 minutes. And then when I rearrange, you know, kind of move the stuff around, rearrange it in the basket, turn the heat back down, you know, or turn it down to like 350, just so I can get a quick, what, quick fry, quick
like a
sear.
Yeah.
You know, is what I'm thinking, breading or whatever, get it kind of to where it's not, you know, yucky, where it starts getting a little body to it. Anyway, we could go on. Wait, what are you trying to say? Spit it out. Man, I could see the trees, but I couldn't find the road to get there. But yeah, the air fryer is a pretty incredible thing.
Right.
I have done, I've done a lot of stuff in it. We'll talk about it, you know, when we do these other recipe here. Not much to the recipe. It's pretty simple, but it's good. And you can use it for more than just this. And you can play with it. We'll talk about that too. So, school's back. You know, Panda started school, going, getting ready for this school year last Thursday, which was the end of July.
Ouch.
So, man, here we go. Another year.
Right.
A farewell tour. So, anything else going on?
My kids, that is the after-school kids, I didn't just acquire some kids. My after-school kids and I are learning how to row.
Okay.
So
nice.
Yeah. So yesterday, a few days ago, they were practicing on an erg. That's the inside rowing machine. And then they got to go outside and, like, be tethered sort of to the, they called it a rowing box. So they were tethered to the dock, and then they had the real oars in their hand, and they were being shown, like, where to hold it and how to roll it forward. And so, yeah, it's really exciting stuff.
Man, that's cool. Got to dig deep with that paddle, deep in that water, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you're looking for a stream so you can go gently up it? That's cool, though. Rowing is good, man. Rowing is such good exercise, upper body.
Yeah. I know one of the kids, she's like, I didn't realize it involved my legs and my arms and my upper body.
Everything. Yeah, you go row for an hour, you will feel it in a couple of days, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
Yeah. But we're pretty excited because it's you know, it's summer, it's beautiful. We were outside, we're on a dock, we're on the Charles River, right? Oh my gosh, it was such a beautiful day.
That's perfect.
And it was nice to see them in person. So that was even wonderful.
That's the thing. That's what Candace can't wait to see, her kids without masks. They wore masks all last year. So that'll be cool. But it's coming, y'all. Sooner or later, it'll all be behind us. It will be behind us. But through it all, we've got to eat. So keep on listening to Cooking in the Dark, and let's eat. So Cheryl, old Dolores, dishwasher broke down. She finally worked it out with her handyman because she was going to be working a lot of hours. She was going to leave a key under the mat. And he was going to come in and, you know, fix the dishwasher and then leave the bill and the key on the table and leave. And she goes, now, look, just don't worry about the bulldog. He won't bother you. You know, but my parrot, do not say anything to the parrot. Ignore the parrot. Do you hear me? Ignore the parrot. And he's, well, why? She goes, ignore the parrot. He goes, yes, ma'am, ignore the parrot. I'll ignore the parrot. So the next day, she leaves the door under, you know, the key under the mat. He comes in later on to fix it, and sure enough, there's the biggest, meanest-looking doggone bulldog there. But just like she said, dog was cool. Left him alone, just laid there on the rug and watched him work. But the parrot, that parrot, the whole time he was there working, doing the repairs, man, that parrot's just yelling at him, throwing insults, calling him names, bad names, you know, four-letter name, bad names. And he finally had enough, and he looks at the parrot and he goes, parrot, shut up. And about that time, the parrot looked over the dog, Spike, get him.
Oh, no.
Leave the parrot alone. Leave the parrot alone. All right, y'all, we'll be right back on the other side. We're going to do pork chops.
Dale Campbell here, Cooking in the Dark, and let me ask you a question. When you take something out of the oven and you hear a sizzling sound, do you realize it's you sizzling and not the food? When you're grilling, do you find that your finger's getting cooked, not the meat? If so, you need to get some Grips oven mitts, the same ones that I use when I do Cooking in the Dark. These great mitts will not only protect you to temperatures up to 500 degrees, but they also protect you against steam burns and also burns from hot liquids. They clean up real easy. Just wash them off under the faucet or toss them in the dishwasher. The main reason I love them, though, being blind, I can actually identify what I'm touching right through the mitts without getting burnt. Now try that with a great big old cotton mitt. Also, unlike a cotton mitt, these babies are non-flammable, so you won't touch something accidentally and catch on fire. You know where to get them. Visit blindmysmart.com online and order your set of Grips right now. Or, if you can't get online, give them a call.
866-922-8877.
And start taking the sizzle out of yourself and putting it back in the food where it belongs. You want Cooking in the Dark downloaded to your podcatcher? Here's our address, http://www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com/RSS. That's Cooking in the Dark, no spaces, all squished together, .libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, .com/RSS. And Cooking in the Dark will be delivered directly to your computer.
Hey, y'all, do what I did. Contact Ultimate Tech Mods at blindmicemegamall.com. and upgrade the internal memory of your Victor Stream. I've got so much memory now, podcasts, magazines, books, radio stations. I don't have enough time in the day to get to all of them. That's Ultimate Tech Mods. Increase the memory of your Victor Reader Stream today.
Hey, I know that slicing is always a pain, but here's a new little gadget at Blind Mice Mart that will help you end your slicing woes. It's the Adjustable Slice Mandolin. It's handheld, it's super easy to use, and it doesn't matter if you need one slice or 20. Grab the Adjustable Slice Mandolin from blindmicemart.com.
Order online or order by phone, 866-922-8877.
You have a personality? Show it with a personalized cane from Custom Cane. Are you a sports fan? Show it with your favorite team. Are you a musician or do you love the beach? We can design your lifestyle into your cane. We provide restoration and cane accessories, too.
Remember, don't be plain. Go Custom Cane.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. So this what we're going to be doing today, we're doing it with pork chops. But, I mean, you could do this with chicken thighs, chicken breasts, chicken legs, fish, what else?
Scallops. Lamb.
Scallops.
Yeah. Lamb.
Anything, really, yeah, that you want to bread and fry. So I picked pork chops. One reason is they were center cut and they were on sale. And, man, they were about a little over half an inch thick, nice big chops. Like, oh, these are going to be so good. I love fried pork chops, especially now in the air fryer.
Yeah.
So this is kind of just a very, very basic, simple recipe. And We'll talk about how you can play with it as we go through it. But Cheryl, you want to read the recipe real fast to us or real slow to us?
Right. Well, yes, slowly. All right, here we go. Four pork chops or two pork chops, whatever you want to do. 2 to 3 inches or 1/2 to 3/4 inches thick. 1/2 cup of flour. 1 tablespoon salt. 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs. 2 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese. 2 eggs. 1/4 cup of milk. And that's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very simple. Now, to get ready to make our chops, we're going to kind of do a shake and bake. So we're going to combine the flour and the salt into one bag. Got me a gallon Ziploc bag right here that volunteered. I'll come do this. If you want to go a middle, now that my 1/2 cup of flour is going to be a heaping cup. So we're going to use this to put our flour on our pork chops. If you've ever used shake and bake, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Let me get the salt going here. Now here's where you can do some other stuff too. Salt, you can use seasoning salt. We're using sea salt. You can use onion salt. You can add onion powder. You can also add garlic powder to this flour. Make sure you're making a seasoned flour. So there's the flour in with, salt. I just put the salt in with the flour. And with the Ziploc bag, let me zip it shut.
Let's say you could add in your pink Himalayan salt, which they
have at
Costco.
Pink Himalayan.
Amazing.
Just shook that up a little bit. We'll put it off to the side. We just wanted to mix it up well. Get our other bag here, and we'll do the same with our breadcrumbs. Now, I've got Italian breadcrumbs, panko Italian breadcrumbs. So they've got a little seasoning in them, and there's so many different flavors of them. I kind of like this Italian. It's more of a personal choice more than anything else. I like the flavor and the taste. Okay, we want to put about another 1/2 cup or so of breadcrumbs in another plastic bag. There we go. Now, we want to also add some grated Parmesan. Now, this I got from the grocery store.
Already, was it already grated or?
Uh-huh, already grated.
Okay.
Which makes it wonderful.
And is this the fresh, like grated, or, I mean, in
the
sense
of
it's actual cheese?
Yeah, this isn't the fake stuff in the green can.
Yeah. Although, I mean, if you wanted to, I mean, there's nothing saying you can't do it. Right?
No, not at all. And again, here, you could add a little, if you wanted to add a little white pepper here, bring the, you know, the flavor up, whatever. You can add some little different things to the breadcrumbs, too. This is going to be the outside coating. What we're going to do is the eggs and milk, we're going to break in a bowl and whisk those together. Then we're going to put the pork chops in those, in the egg and milk mixture. Then we're going to put it in the flour. Then we're going to go from the flour back to the egg mixture. Then from there into the breadcrumbs, from there into the fryer.
And the other thing that I mean, I know a lot, I think all recipes do this, but again, the way it's written, it's sort of the way you combine your ingredients. So the pork chops, that was the first thing we saw. And then we see the flour and the salt, those two go together. Then we see the breadcrumbs and the Parmesan cheese. Those two things go together. And then our egg and our milk. Those two things go together.
That's right. Make it easy.
Yeah.
I like recipes that are written that way. So in a large bowl here, I'm breaking down the eggs. Now, if you don't have the Ziploc bag, you can put each of the two ingredients, the flour and the breadcrumbs, into a bowl, you know, a large bowl. Just make it big enough that you can flip and flop, you know, the pork chops in, because you're going to want to coat them with the good stuff. If you don't have an air fryer, just go ahead and turn your oven up to about 375. And you can oven fry these guys too. Or you can put a little oil in a skillet and fry them up. So I'm going to start preheating our air fryer to 400 degrees to start off at.
Right.
That's just to get it up to temperature. I've broken the eggs in the bowl. We add our milk. And then we'll whisk this together to kind of combine it. You might go more with an eighth of a cup of milk instead of a quarter cup.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want more milk than egg in there. Just a little bit of milk. And an eighth of a cup is just 2 tablespoons.
Well, did I say 2 eggs? Because it's 2 eggs.
Yeah, 2 eggs.
Okay.
I think you said 2 eggs. Okay. Now, if you want to put down a cookie sheet and put your bowl that has the eggs and milk on it on the cookie sheet, then have your 2 bags of flour and breadcrumbs nearby, and then also have the plate that you're going to be putting down for these to hold on, basically when you get done breading them, that you'll put them on. Okay. The mixture is mixed up really nicely there. Good. That way it'll help, you know, drips and drops, and it'll help contain that mess a little bit. As try as you might, I bet you're going to make a little bit of a mess doing this. Hopefully not. Not everybody's a neat Ned. So you know the Olympics are going on, Cheryl.
I do know, yes.
And Bill Murray had something, posted something so funny. He goes, you know what thing we need in all the Olympic competition is we need just an ordinary guy to be competing, you know, everyday Joe and Susie, you know,
right.
I'm like, oh, there's Susie on the balance beam. Oh, that's going to hurt. Got to lose some points for that. You know, Joe jumps in the pool. He's going to go off. He's going to do a 1.5 with a quarter flip. Oh, he's off. Oh, he did a cannonball.
Is that to help us appreciate how, like, really remarkable the people are?
Yeah.
And we'll start going, I could have done that. No.
Well, we can judge how good the athletes really are.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, no, you can't really, like, propel yourself from a lower beam up to the higher beam and keep going.
Joe run at the, he tripped the runner from Zimbabwe. Joe, what was that about? All right, so we're ready to go here. I've got everything set up. I'm going to take our chops, just kind of put it in the egg and milk mixture. Okay. Now we're going to go into the flour mixture. What I try to do is I work with one hand. I try to keep one hand fairly clean.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reaching in the bowl for the chops. I've done 2 at a time, so I'm going to put 2 in the bag. with flour. I'm just going to lightly shake it up. Rinse this hand off real fast. You do get some milk and egg mixture on your hand when you pick those chops up like that. If this is right, we should have a pork chop that's covered with our flour and salt mixture. Actually, we should have two of them. Oh, yeah, that's nicely done. Okay, so this chop now is going to go back into the egg mixture. Then from there, we're going into the breadcrumbs. Shake it up there. Okay. Now, when we pull it out, we're going to have a breaded pork chop. Nicely breaded. Oh, yes. Okay, we'll just set this on the plate. Okay, now we just repeat this process, y'all. I'm pulling this other chop out, back into the egg mixture, into the breadcrumbs. Shake it up. And lift it out. And I'm taking it out with my dry hand. So once it gets the crumbs, the breadcrumbs all over it, it's going to have a little bit of stuff on it, but nothing like it would have if it were still saturated with the egg and milk mixture, you know. Are you there, Cheryl?
I am. I'm.
All right.
You know.
Make sure we were on track here. All right. Number three is going in, girl. Number three is going out.
All right.
Put the fourth one in our mixture here while we're shaking and baking this one.
I got to say.
I like doing the shake and bake thing. It seems to me just so much easier. And then when you're done, all you do is throw the bags away.
This is true. This is very true.
Okay, sounds like our air fryer is heated up. Got one more chop to do here.
I was going to say, I love the fact that this is not a lengthy cooking time. I mean, I know you're...
Sorry.
I was going to say that this is not like a... It's not going to take us a long time to cook the pork chops.
No.
And even though I noticed that you start off at 390 for 5 minutes and then you turn it down to 350, 360 for another 6 minutes.
Right.
That's, you know, that's nothing. I mean, it's 11 minutes. So.
No, it doesn't take very long at all. And these chops are, you know, being about a half inch thick or so, they're going to cook. Now, if you have a thicker chop, it's going to take longer to cook,
right?
You know, to fry. So again, that's why with these thin ones, I know in 5 or 6 minutes they're going to be done. You know, on with doing the two what I call the two stage cooking,
mm-hmm.
Because you want to rearrange when you're using an air fryer. You want to rearrange the positioning of the food so it will cook evenly.
Yeah.
In a deep fryer, it's floating around in oil, so it's not. The food's not sitting on top of each other, you know, on top of itself.
Right. And even when, I think in the instructions I read, they say, like, you know, when you place the things in the basket, you don't want it, like, touching, right? You don't want all this, because you want the air to be able to go freely.
Yes, to circulate
between
around.
All the pieces.
So, like, when
whatever.
I do onion rings, I dump the whole bag of onion rings in.
Right.
And it's touching.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why after I'll go 6 or 7 minutes and then kind of, you know, stick a spatula or a wooden spoon in and just, you know, rearrange, just kind of stir
and
stuff
flip
around.
Flip it around, yeah, yeah.
So you're rearranging it. And you'll see we're gonna do that here too on this.
Yeah, because it's the same thing with the potatoes. Whenever I slice it up and I put it in, you take it out every few minutes and you sort of shake the basket and you put it back in and let it keep going.
Right. Yeah. And what I found easier than shaking the basket, because sometimes I shake too much and stuff goes flying out, is I just take I take just a spatula, a turner, just kind of go in the bottom and just lightly, gently lift under the food and just kind of lift it up and let it fall and reposition itself.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. No, you're right. Cause you can get a little enthusiastic, meaning you, not you
get
personally.
A little too zealous on the shaking.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to pull this out here. And in we go. So I'm kind of sanding these up around this outside edge of my basket.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as you said, so they're not really touching, but they're being supported. So I do have one that's kind of overlapping some of the others, but we'll be all right.
That's okay. We're going to rearrange, as you said.
Okay, 390. Computer set timer, 5 minutes. We're going to go for 5 minutes. We're going to take a little break right here on Cooking in the Dark, but don't worry. We'll be back before you guys get back. Are you wearing a Cooking in the Dark apron? If not, you're not looking as good as you could in the kitchen. That's right. The Cooking in the Dark apron, just like the one I wear, won't make you cook better, but it'll make you look damn good while you're cooking. Cooking in the Dark apron is available at blindmicemart.com. Get one today. Hey, when you don't know what to make, check out blindbookstop.com. They've got over 200 cookbooks in Braille and digital format just for the visually impaired and blind cook. That's blindbookstop.com.
Cooking in the Dark shows are archived at www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. That's www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. Go there now and have a listen to an old show.
Are you tired of spending 22 hours dicing and slicing? Well, Blind Mice Mark has the answer. Check out the adjustable slice mandolin or the vegetable and onion dicer, only at blindmicemart.com. Make cooking fun. Get all the cool tools that will do the job for you.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
All right. Welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark.
Here we go, y'all. Good stuff, man. So our timer's gone off. Our basket out. Oh, yeah. We're already starting to get crispy. Just flip that one around. Okay. We're going to slide back in. We're going to kick the temperature down to about 350. And we're going to let this go for about 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Computer, set timer, 6 minutes. Okay, Cheryl. So I've got in front of me 3 pieces of bread, some cheddar cheese, some turkey, and bacon. Do you have any clues what we're going to make?
That sounds like something you want to make for me.
Okay.
A sandwich? A type of sandwich?
What? It is a sandwich.
All right.
It also has lettuce and tomato.
Yes, I like
but
that.
But the big hint, y'all, for this sandwich is it has 3 pieces of bread. It's a club sandwich.
I love club sandwiches.
Me too.
It was so good of you to think about this for me.
I thought so. So I've got 3 pieces of toast here. I've lightly toasted the bread. And I'm going to put some mayo on this first slice, just on one side. Now, when you're doing this, y'all, this is up to you. You know, I mean, I use a knife and mayo that way. Use a spoon if you want and daub some on. If your hands are clean and you need to spread it with your fingers, spread it with your fingers. But we want to put on this first piece of bread mayo. Okay? Now I've got some lettuce here. Lettuce, and I've got 2 slices of tomato right here. I slice these on the second thickness setting on the professional mandolin that they sell at blindmicemart.com. I love that thing, man. It's so cool. Okay. Now, I cooked 2 slices of bacon, but I'm breaking these in half. So we're putting all the bacon right here on top of the tomatoes on top of the lettuce. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next piece of bread, I'm going to put mayo on one side here. So I'm just kind of making sure we get it all the way down. And you can kind of drag, as you're dragging your knife across the bread, you can kind of feel how it glides, if it glides or if there's some friction, you know, on the bread. Because if it's gliding easy, you've got a lot of mayo on there. You know, you want a little bit of friction, but not a lot. Because you don't want this to be all mayo. So lightly mayo that side. Now I'm putting that side, mayo side, that piece of bread, mayo side down on top of my bacon, lettuce, and tomato. There's a sandwich right there, right? Stop. No. We're continuing on.
There's more?
We're going to put mayo on top of this other piece of bread that we just set on top. So we're going to mayo the other side of it. Do that here. Okay. All right. Now, I've got 2 slices of turkey that I'm laying here. I'm going to give you one more piece, 3 pieces. I'm going to have to charge you extra for that, extra quarter. 2 pieces of ham. Now, we've got honey maple ham sliced at the deli, sliced on a tube, number 2. So that's supposed to be standard slice, but it is what it is. And then cheddar cheese, 2 slices of cheddar cheese. Now, got one more piece of bread. So I'm going to put mayo on it. Okay. A little heavy. I like, you know, put the mayo on according to how you like it. Remember, you're putting mayo on 4 pieces. So if you like heavy, be careful. Don't go too heavy. But if you don't like heavy, go light or go in the middle. Go where you like. But we're putting this last piece of bread here, toasted bread down. And there's our club sandwich. So now to serve it, you can cut it in quarters. What they recommend is sticking those fancy toothpicks in it, stick toothpicks in it in the quarters, and then cut it in quarters, or put toothpicks in it, and they're like I'm going to do, I'm just going to cut it in half. Okay. There you go, girl. Half for you and half for me. How's that?
Oh, my gosh. All right. So now we're sharing. All right. I will take that. I'll take it. Yes. Thank you.
Really? Because I could just, you know.
I know you could eat the whole thing. Ears
on the floor. Oh, terrible. What happened? It was delicious. I mean, it fell on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how that didn't get to you.
I don't know what happened. It was here and then it wasn't. And oh, there's just crumbs left. But that's a club sandwich, y'all. That's what makes a club sandwich a club. And again, that's the classic ingredients: turkey, ham, cheddar cheese, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and mayo. Now, they said to one of the recipes I read was, after you toast your bread, butter it, butter all the pieces lightly on both sides. And I omitted that. I did not butter the bread. So you can do that if you'd like. Now, if you want to warm it back up after you've cut it in slices, you can stick it back in your oven and warm it up, or just, man, go with it as it is. You know, but if you want to use chicken, I've seen clubs with roast beef, all types of different stuff. Remember, club sandwich just means it has three pieces of bread and usually bacon and lettuce and tomato. All right, our timer is done, so let us check out our pork chops here. Oh, perfect, Cheryl. These are excellent. Let me get our tongs here, and we'll lift these out of the fry basket. So I've got all kinds of visions running through my head with these, Cheryl.
More. Say more. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, sandwich, club pork sandwich.
Oh, very nice.
What do you think? A club pork sandwich. You could put more pork and more bacon.
You could put barbecue sauce on these.
Man, you sure could.
I would love like a pork chop and a sweet potato. Oh my gosh, I'd be happy, happy, happy.
You know, I have done sweet potatoes in the air fryer.
Yes.
I chopped them up into probably three quarter inch bites, you know, pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then squished them with a little olive oil. Mm-hmm. And just tossed them in there and let them go, man. I think they took about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
To get to the doneness that I liked. But these chops are crispy. You know what? We're going to let them cool for a minute. And I guess I have to. I'll be happy to try them out.
Oh, my God.
So we'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark. Don't go anywhere, because you'll miss me biting into one of these delicious, crispy pork chops. Are you having trouble scanning your mail or reading an envelope using your iPhone because you keep jumping it around? You need the Danny Boy Stand. Invented by Dan Malone, an IT teacher for the visually impaired, you'll love the Danny Boy Stand. Hold your phone stable while you scan and read. It's the Danny Boy Device Stand. Get it at DannyBoyStand.com.
The microwave sale is going on at Blind Mice Mart. That's right. The Magic Chef talking microwaves are on sale. Save big money now.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Say something else hot is that Black & Decker talking toaster oven. So easy to operate. Got two rows of buttons. The top row, you set your cook mode. Bake, broil, toast, warm. The second row of buttons, you set your temperature. You know, each mode has its own range, so you select your temperature. Third row of buttons is you select the time. And the fourth row is start and stop. 12 by 12 cabinet, 8 inches tall, 2 racks. Comes with a crumb tray, comes with a pan that you can bake in or whatever. If you're boiling, you can use it under the rack, you know, as a drip pan in case you don't have a little boiler pan for it. You know, check it out. Go read about it, blindmicemarts.com. Just put in toaster oven in the search field. It'll pop right up. They've got two ways to buy it, but you better get on the list, man. When that was introduced, there were 27 orders for the pre-order. The first day, there's been over 60 people order it already within, like, the first few weeks. But that's the Black & Decker
talking toaster oven at blindmicemart.com. Check it out, y'all. It is very cool, very cool.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Keep you and your dog on the go with the great products from On The Go and Julie Johnson. On The Go has the products to make you the best dog guide handler you can be. From bells to tie downs, check out On The Go at shop-onthego.com. That's shop-onthego.com. Journey's Eternal Essence really will brighten your day. Check out their fragrant room sprays and their roll-ons, all from essential oils. That's journeyseternalessence.com.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, welcome back. So today on Cooking in the Dark, we did something pretty simple and easy, but man, so delicious. And it's one of those things that you can expand to do with other foods to make all kinds of crazy things. So what we did today was just simply fried pork chops. Real simply, we kind of dropped them in some egg and milk, into flour, out of some flour back into the egg and milk. Couldn't decide which way to go there. Then into the breadcrumbs, and out of the breadcrumbs, they bounce right into the fryer. And out of the air fryer, Cheryl, right into my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Lovely, lovely.
Delicious.
Delicious.
So why don't you read that recipe real quick, sweetheart?
All right. Here we go. Four pork chops, half an inch to three-quarters inch thick, half a cup of flour, 1 tablespoon salt, half a cup of breadcrumbs, 2 tablespoons of grated Parmesan cheese, 2 eggs, and 1/4 cup of milk.
That's it. You want to combine the milk and the eggs together in a bowl. Combine the salt and the flour together, either in a bowl or in a bag. I like doing the bag because then it's just a shake and bake like we did on the recipe. And then do the same with the breadcrumbs and the Parmesan. Put those in a separate bag. If you want to add something else, some garlic powder, garlic salt, whatever, add it, man. You know, make them your pork chops. Season them how you'd like to season them. But take the chop, flip it and flop it into the egg mixture so you coat both sides of the chop with the egg mixture. Kind of lift it up and let it drip because it will be running off and kind of drippy. So let it kind of drain itself there for a second and then drop it into the flour. Coat both sides with the flour. If it's in the bag, shake it up, pull it out, put it back in the egg mixture. Again, let it drain for a second and then drop it into the bag with the breadcrumbs or the bowl with the breadcrumb and Parmesan cheese mixture. Coat both sides, and then I just put it on a plate waiting for its friends. What are you doing? I'm waiting on my friends, man. Once you get all your chops done, then, you know, add them 2, 3, 4 at a time, whatever your air fryer will hold, and go for about 5 minutes at 390 right off the start. And then we went for 350 for about another 6 minutes after we pulled them out and rearrange them. So you want to, you know, make sure, try not to let them touch, but you do want to rearrange them in the basket so they'll cook evenly. Do that for anything you're cooking in the air fryer. But as I was saying, if you want to do this fish, I've done fish fillets and breaded them like this and fried them and then put them on a hoagie bun with some seasoned coleslaw. Good stuff, Maynard. Red sauce, shrimps go really well, chicken breast, chicken thighs, it's all good.
Can I just say shrimp, 8 minutes. Shrimps,
okay.
8 minutes, it is done. It's like, oh my gosh. And as Dale said, any type of seasoning that hits your fancy, you're like, let's put it on the shrimp or let's put it on the pork chops, and oh, it's delicious.
It is. It's so easy. The air fryer. And you know, the thing I really like about the air fryer, too, is when you're cooking in it, everything stays right where it's at. You know, all the if you cook bacon in it, the grease goes into the catch drawer on this model. You know, it doesn't go all over the kitchen. It doesn't splatter all over the cooktop. It's so nice and easy to use. I really like it. You know, if you've got an air fryer and you're not sure how to use it or what to do, check out the air fryer cookbook at blindbookstop.com. She's got it available in grade 2 Braille or in a digital format that's emailed to you so you can read it on your computer. But it's full of recipes, as the Magic Man will attest to. I understand there's a brownie recipe in there he likes.
There is. We have been using this recipe a lot, and I share it with everybody. Sometimes I forget and I tell them it's a molten cake recipe, but it really is a gooey spoon brownie recipe.
Nice, man. So, nice. I'll have to be checking that out myself. So we'll be doing that. Hey, you have that recipe for the club sandwich in front of you? We'll reread that real quick too before we go.
Here it is. Got it. All right, here we go. The recipe for the club sandwich. So we need ham, turkey, bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
And 3 pieces of bread. And that makes a club sandwich.
Yes, yes. All right, here we go. 3 pieces of sliced bread, butter softened, 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise, romaine lettuce, 2 tomato slices, kosher salt, a little bit of ground black pepper, 2 pieces bacon cooked, 1 thick slice or 2 slices of cheddar, 2 slices of turkey, 2 slices ham. All right, Dale, now what?
Now it's time to toast your bread. And then according to the recipe, you butter all 6 sides of the bread very lightly. Then you put mayo on one side of the bread, on a piece of the toast, I'm sorry, not the bread, and add your tomatoes and lettuce and bacon. Then add another piece of bread that you put mayo on both sides on. And then on top of that, add your cheddar cheese, your ham, and your turkey. Then the last piece of bread, butter one side of that, put it mayo side down on top of the sandwich, stick it with some toothpicks so it stays together, and cut that dude into quarters if you want to cut it corner to corner on both, or just like I like it in halves. Sometimes easier to eat that way in halves, but not always, man. But that's it. Club sandwich, 3 pieces of bread. Just remember that. All right, y'all. She's Cheryl Cummings. I'm Dale Campbell. We will be back with more Cooking in the Dark. Don't go anywhere until we return. Just joking. Go to Blind Mice Mega Mall. Support the people there. They're all good folks. AMF.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
There are more than 1 million English words. Next up, word nerd Steph Donath with some of them worth talking about.
Yes, English is confusing. Take the words weather and weather. First, the noun. What's the weather today? Why, it's raining. Now take the verb, which is a contronym, a word that means the opposite of itself. Will my new umbrella weather survive the rainy weather, or will the rain weather it away, wear it away? Then there's a homonym, a totally different word that sounds the same. The weather is a conjunction used to introduce alternatives, whether or not we should go out in the rainy weather, for example. Well, here is a simple way to keep them all straight. Whether the weather be cold or whether the weather be hot, we'll weather the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not.
That's enough talk about words. Let's go back to listening to them.
This is your Better Business Bureau with our tip of the week. It's always a good idea to think carefully about how you're going to pay for a purchase. Credit cards have significant fraud protection, but some payment methods don't. Wiring money is risky because it's nearly impossible to get your money back. That's also true for reloadable cards and gift cards. Scammers want you to pay in a way that's quick and makes it hard for you to get your money back. Scammers may also tell you to send money through a mobile payment app. If you get an unexpected email or text message that asks you to send money, don't click on any links. Log into the app to see if you have any requests for money. If you don't, the email or text is probably a phishing scam. If you sent money to a scammer, report it to the mobile payment app and ask to reverse the transaction right away. Remember to call BBB if you suspect a scam or want to report a scam. Even if you don't lose money, your scam report will help prevent additional victims. Our toll-free number is 1-866-566-9222.
Welcome to Everyday Poems for Every Day, sponsored by Audio Journal. Our poem today is Warning by Jenny Joseph. When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple, with a red hat which doesn't go and doesn't suit me, and I shall spend my pension on brandy and summer gloves and satin sandals and say we've no money for butter. I shall sit down on the pavement when I'm tired and gobble up samples in shops, and press alarm bells, and run my stick along the public railings, and make up for the sobriety of my youth. I shall go out in my slippers in the rain, and pick the flowers in other people's gardens, and learn to spit. You can wear terrible shirts and grow more fat, and eat 3 pounds of sausages at a go, or only bread and pickle for a week, and hoard pens and pencils and beer mats, and things in boxes. But now we must have clothes that keep us dry, and pay our rent, and not swear in the street, and set a good example for the children. We must have friends to dinner, and read the papers. But maybe I ought to practice a little now, so people who know me are not too shocked and surprised when suddenly I am old and start to wear purple. You've been listening to Everyday Poems for Every Day, sponsored by Audio Journal. Read by me, Nikki Wichelow. Thanks for listening. May your life be filled with poetic wonder.
Did you know ADA paratransit riders in Worcester, Auburn, Boylston, Leicester, Northboro, Oxford, Westboro, and West Boylston now have the option to schedule trips through the Worcester Regional Transit Authority's new online reservation system? Call customer service at 508-791-9782 or email paratransit@thertA.com to begin scheduling your trip online.
You are listening to Audio Journal, part of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. Thanks for listening. We have more programming coming up next.